When a North Korea defector fled back to the North after jumping over the heavily fortified inner Korean border fence in January, many headlines described the incident as a jump defection. Though a similar incident has occurred in the past, the use of the term became widespread in the media only this month, according to Google Trends. Gaslighting, loosely defined as the act of making someone question their reality by manipulating facts, also skyrocketed in usage early last year. The Google website showed, as the face began to enjoy media exposure in Korea, in the context of dating in particular. The English word waiting has been used in South Korea's server sector for years. Despite the existence of the Korean verb 기다리다, which means to wait, and in recent years, the use of keeping has been on the rise, referring to the act of shops holding an item for customers. So why do Koreans love using foreign loanwords, especially English ones? Speakers can manipulate that, often even subconsciously, to make themselves sound smarter in one context, but perhaps more approachable or down-to-earth in another. In fitness, cheating day has caught on in recent years as personal trainers and fitness YouTubers embrace the term in reference to a day off from a strict diet or exercise regimen. When we look at English loanwords in Korea, I think there are a couple of common motivations for adopting them sometimes. It's because they sound exotic or high class. In other cases, it could be because the English words allow the speaker to avoid some negative connotation or feeling carried by the equivalent Korean word or expression, he added. In yet other cases, it could be because although an equivalent Korean word or expression could exist, the English word might just be shorter and thus perceived as more convenient by some. It could also be a combination of these factors. There has been pushback against the widespread use of loanwords from linguistic puritans, however, including the National Institute of Korean Language. One of the institute's main jobs is to encourage the use of Korean words over foreign loanwords. We are aware of the view that these loanwords are just a sign of times, so instead of purifying the language, we are more focusing on ensuring smooth communication. Park said foreign loanwords can create communication problems between generations and social groups. When jargon or loanwords are used in official settings or by the media, people who are unfamiliar with a particular field of work might not understand them. When a new English loanword is adopted into Korean, the Korean speaker who adopted it had to get it from somewhere, which means they had to have consumed some media or had some contact with an English speaker. So, you're only going to get loanwords from a language when enough people are engaging with the language in some form. While some are concerned by the foreign loanwords that are flooding in, Professor Holiday said they are not replacing the Korean words. Waiting doesn't replace 기다리다 in general, but only in a restaurant or service context. Many people don't view it that way, but they can also be viewed as enriching the language.